Heavenly Father, we rejoice at the opportunity when we gather together to look back. We're going to do that shortly and think about what your Son did 2,000 years ago for sinners like us. Thank you that we can look back. And thank you, Father, that we can be reminded to look up and look forward for the day when we will finally be home, which means that we need a readjustment in our thinking even again today that this is not home. We have this lingering thing within us called sin that makes the world seem very much at home. And if we do not purposefully and intentionally shepherd our hearts and our minds to the truth that this is not our home, we will feel at home. We will act as if we were home. So would you please come and meet with us even now in this moment and free us once again in our thinking from the world and rivet our attention on Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to take your Bibles and open them to Galatians 6, verse 14, you can do that. As we prepare our hearts for the Lord's table this morning, the Apostle Paul was not one to boast. He was not one to boast. He tried to avoid boasting whenever possible, except for one subject. That's when Paul boasted. But in that one subject, he didn't boast in himself in regards to that subject. He didn't boast in according to his own abilities in that subject. His boasting was not directed toward himself at all, but actually away from himself in this one subject. The subject? The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 6, 14. May it never be that I would boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Let's examine what happened at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ as we prepare ourselves for the Lord's table. Paul says that what leads him to boast is that the cross brutally ended an old relationship that Paul had been in. His relationship to the world died. And it didn't die just any death. But that relationship that Paul had with the world died the death that Jesus died. That kind of begs a question for a minute of what is the world? The world is all that man does. The world is all that man plans, all that man schemes and achieves without any thought or any concern for Jesus Christ. It's a godless system. It's a Jesus-less system that enslaves every person who lives in it. You and I come into this world as worldlings, knowing only how to grow up and love the world and to love the things that this world has to offer. You and I have some dark and very sinister realities within us, the Bible says, that the world loves to find and draw out. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful arrogance of life. That is what this godless, Jesusless system or world nurtures within us, befriends within us, sustains within us, and draws out whenever possible. Lusts come out that give no thought at all to Jesus, have no fear of Jesus. Boastful living that gives no thought of Jesus or is not afraid of Jesus. The Apostle John had to warn Christians, didn't he, in 1 John 2:15, about this toxic, Jesusless world system and how they should not be related to it. He said, "Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." That's a staggering statement. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. They're incompatible loves. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life, it is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God abides forever. Paul says that what leads him to boast is that Jesus' cross brutally ended Paul's relationship with that Jesus-less system. And notice in Galatians 6:14 that Paul doesn't say that just one death was sufficient. You see, when two human beings are in a brutal, abusive relationship, all that it takes to bring peace is the death of one of them. That's not what Paul says. Notice what Paul is admitting here about himself, that you need to be able to admit about yourself, that the Jesus-less system's power to enslave me is so bad that it needs to die the death of Jesus' death. That's true, but that would have only taken care of half the badness. Paul admits that his own willingness to offer himself to the world system is so bad that it too needed to be crucified to the world. That is the only way that this relationship could be dealt the death blow from God that God says it needs. And this is why Paul boasted in not just any cross, but only one ugly Roman cross, Jesus the Nazarene's cross. Paul was set free. His white-knuckled grasp on the world was loosened on the world. And the world's shackles were broken through Jesus' death. The bread in communion reminds us of the body of Jesus at the cross for those who trust Jesus. And the juice reminds us of the blood shed there for those who trust Jesus. Now understand this. Communion is not something that you do now hoping that God will do something for you in the future because you did something now. You need to turn around. Communion is a remembrance. You do it now because something prior to you is already done. His death is for you. Communion is a remembrance, and the only ones who can remember are those who could take up Paul's words and say, the world was crucified to me and I was crucified to the world. If Paul's words could be your own this morning because of your faith in Jesus and your repentance towards him, then worshipfully remember him in this moment. Boast in your Savior this moment. Boast in his cross that loosened your white-knuckled grip on the world and broke the world's shackles on you. And Christian, if you see that you have taken hold of the world this week, maybe through the lust of the eyes or the lust of the flesh, then confess your sin to God in this moment and forsake your sin before God in this moment and eat and drink as you confess and forsake your sin. However, you must not eat and drink if you are unrepentant in your sin. If you are unrepentant in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, any sin, that would be drinking in an unworthy manner, and you are encouraged not to do that in 1 Corinthians 11. If Paul's words here in Galatians 6 in no way could be your own words this morning because nothing in the past has been done yet for you at the cross of Jesus, if now in this moment it's not a remembrance for you because you have not yet died to the world and the world has not yet died to you through Jesus' death, then the remembrance is not for you yet. So let the bread and the cup pass you by this morning and talk to somebody who brought you. Come talk to me if you want. Talk to anyone. We'd love to share more about what Jesus did at the cross in dying. The men are going to pass out the elements, and then we'll take together. So men, will you please come and pass out the elements, and you can hold it and wait, and we'll take it together.